Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in and feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The BetQL Network, presented by BetMGM.
Oh, man. Hour number two, Ryan Rothstein, sports machine, Sean Levine here. BetQL Daily on the BetQL Network. During the break, Ryan explaining all of his Guardians of the Galaxy references that I didn't get. Sorry, not my thing. What do you want from me?
The best jokes have to be explained.
What did you say?
I said the best jokes have to be explained, you know.
Well, have you ever seen The Princess Bride?
I want to say yes, like not from start to finish in one sitting, but yes, I've seen it.
All right, well then at some point in the next 2 hours, I'm going to drop a Princess Bride reference, and if you don't get it, then we're even. And then you can just make me look like a jackass. So that, look forward to that coming up within the next 2 hours here at some point on the BetQL Network. Before that, we're going to talk a little bit of basketball. We're going to talk a little bit of hockey. We got a game 7 in the NBA. We got a game 6 in the Eastern Conference in the Stanley Cup Finals. As a matter of fact, we're going to break that down coming up in our next segment with Andrew McGinnis, pro sports handicapper, co-host of Puck Time on Wager Time TV. He's going to join us to break down game 6 and their chances of moving on to the next round. But let's get back into the NBA, where the Eastern Conference MVP numbers are out. No big surprise. Jason Tatum right now at minus 300. I kind of like Jimmy Butler at plus 300 if you're right. You know what I'm saying? Like, instead of taking that money line right now that you can get on the Miami Heat, it feels like the only thing that's going to happen if they win is Jimmy Butler's going to get that Eastern Conference MVP trophy rise. So if you're going to give me 3-1 on Himmy, I don't feel as strongly that Miami's going to win as you do, but I do feel strongly that if they win, he's definitely going to get the MVP.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And side note, Eastern Conference MVP. I mean, how long have they been giving out Conference Finals MVP? I mean, what are we doing here, people?
Are you saying this is like kindergarten graduation and then first grade graduation and then semester graduation? You know what I'm telling you then? Here's your problem. They're not your kids, and these aren't your teams. That's the problem. If they're your kids, it's great. Oh, it's so cute. If it's your team, that's what you do. You give out these awards, and it's awesome. But you don't care. Your team's out of it. So true. What do you care? I get it. Bitter.
So true. I'm the weird uncle that's at the first grade graduation. Like, what is this?
Who's that guy?
Yeah.
Who's the bearded guy? What is he doing?
Can I bring my beers into the graduation? What's going on here? Come on.
No, sir. We've told you twice.
Yeah, sir, you're actually, you need to be 100 feet away from the school and the premises. But I like that. But one of my best bets is probably winning margin, Miami Heat winning margin, right? So if anyone out there is feeling confident like myself, where you say, you know what, Boston's not going to become the first team in NBA history to pull this off. They are a 7.5-point dog right now at BetMGM Sportsbook. I do believe the Heat are going to win despite that. I do believe it's going to be a close game. You look at Heat to win by 1 to 5 points, Sean. Last time I checked, it was right around plus 450. I have to pull that up on the fly, but 4-1, 5-1 odds, whatever that number's floating around at, I like that price a lot.
So Derek White to win MVP is interesting because if somehow he can have another moment, then he's going to win MVP, right? And his odds are, I'll give it to you in a minute. That's what's called a tease in the business. Because first, I want to get back to something we were just talking about.
Just hold a pros on, pro.
Because I like that bet, actually. But Speaking of other people's kids, I was at a Memorial Day barbecue yesterday with some friends and, you know, the type of friends I consider family. And I'll admit, I yelled at a kid. Now, you tell me if I was justified or not. All right?
Good for you.
I was pretty clear. So everybody kept talking about they've got one of those above ground pools. The kids are in the water. The adults are having a couple of pops and having a little bit of fun, good conversation under the umbrella on the deck. And I made it very clear that I didn't want to get wet. Everybody kept talking about how cold the water was, exceptionally cold. And I don't like cold water and I'm getting old. And I had on a nice shirt and I'm like, you know what? I don't want to get wet. And I made this very clear to everybody there. And then I'm standing on the edge of the water and I'm trying to like help out whatever little chlorine situation was. I don't know. I was in above my head.
You're checking.
And my buddy's son came from behind and pushed me in the pool. Pushed me in the pool. Now, I love a good practical joke. I'm not going to yell at somebody's kid, but I have my cell phone. And immediately I went to check it. And it wasn't good. Now, luckily, that thing came back to life pretty quick, and I felt bad for – I didn't yell, like, too loud. There were no expletives or anything like that. And this is one of my best friends, so he gave me the okay afterwards, like I wasn't in trouble. But, I mean, the kid pushed me in the water, dog. I called him a couple of things. Again, they were appropriate. You know, I gave him a stern talking to with my deepest voice, and I maybe got a little bit close, too. And I was wet. My cell phone wasn't working. Am I wrong?
Yes. Yes. You couldn't be more wrong. You're at a pool party. You disclaimed it with all of your closest friends that you didn't want to get wet. And then you decided to go stand by the water's edge. What did you think was going to happen? You're begging for it. Damn. I mean, I applaud this young man.
You actually make a lot of good points there. I probably did deserve it. Like I said, and Mario goes, oh, bro, you went to a pool party, our producer. I don't think you guys understand. My problem is not ultimately getting wet or going in the water. That's on me. I'm just an old angry man at this point in my life. It's the cell phone. Like the kid should have whispered in my ear, hey, I'm about to push you in. Okay, that's the deal. Do you want to hand me your cell phone before? That's how these things work.
This story
if it was if it was my wallet, it's one thing. My cell phone? Damn it, kid.
There's a lot of layers to this story, and for me, it's the fact that you care that much about your cell phone. You know, that's the problem with our society right now. You know, what happened to a good old prank? A good old-fashioned prank.
Okay. Grandpa calling grandpa with Ryan Rothstein. Yeah. I'm the sports machine, Sean Levine. You want those odds that I was telling you on Derek White to be MVP? Yeah, if he hits a big shot tonight and they win the game, 40-1. 40-1. And the only reason that I'm
thinking there's a chance.
I'm saying there's a little bit of a chance because maybe you look at Jason Tatum and go, all right, he has to come up big in the biggest game. If for whatever reason Derek White, because this series isn't alive without Derek. Like let's be honest with ourselves. Who's really the most valuable player of this series? If Derek White doesn't tip that shot in, they don't move on. There's a lot of other things that could have or couldn't have happened as we move along. But damn it, I can tell you this much. They wouldn't be here without his shot tipping at the bus, whatever you want to call it. So in the words of Kevin Durant, you're the real MVP. Jimmy Butler, as I said, plus 300. Jason Tatum, the favorite, minus 300. Brown, 40-1. Get out of here, Jaylen Brown. Jaylen Brown's got to score 60 tonight to be the MVP. I know you were talking about he's been the Robin to the Batman. He's also been Penguin a couple of times. Like, he's just been, what are you doing out there? He had a 12-point game. He had a 16-point game. We talk a lot about how much do you trust Jason Tatum in these games. I pointed out earlier, this is the sixth game seven ride that he's played in. He's won five of those. Let me ask you about Jaylen Brown. How much do you trust Jaylen Brown just clutch-wise in a game like tonight?
Not at all. I don't trust this Boston team, right? That's sort of how we started the show. Like, I do not trust them. I don't care who we're talking about, whether it's Mazzulla on the sideline, whether it's Brown, whether it's Tatum. I mean, Marcus Smart may be the only guy I trust to a small degree, but this Boston team is just like Jekyll and Hyde, roller coaster ride. I don't have faith in any of them. And I don't have, I mean, honestly, I'm betting on Miami. I'm betting on history to continue. I don't have faith in either of these teams, right? You don't know what you're going to expect on any given night right now in this series. It's why it's been fun from an entertainment, from a fan perspective, from a betting perspective, though. It's been challenging. I mean, my only thing I can say with relative confidence is you got to take the points, right? And that's sort of based off of everything I'm saying, like just the uncertainty, the inconsistencies, the ups and downs, the unknown. All of that being said, I think no one would be shocked if Miami won this game outright. I don't see it being a blowout, though. So I think that's the only thing I have confidence in going into this game. I don't know if you would agree.
I'm tempted to follow your lead. The more you talk, play Miami on the money line because I like the number that I can get on them. Right now, sitting around at BetMGM, like plus 260, plus 270, probably by tip-off. It's just Boston at home. It's a tall mountain to climb. Producer Mario chimes in. He asked if we would take Al Horford. It's over 7.5 points. Yeah, I look at some of these other prop bets, like the other guys, the ones that aren't Tatum or Brown. You're shaking your head no. 7.5 on Horford. He knocks down a couple of frees, a couple of threes, a couple of free throws. We got our 8 points. We take our ticket to the window. What's the problem?
Well, this is just my personal issues rearing their ugly head again. Classic me. But I hate Al Horford's face, right? Like cue the stepbrothers clip where he's like, man, you're doing a great job. It's just something about your face. I want to change it. I hate that man's face so much. But yeah, objectively, I certainly can see him going over that number, but I'm not going to bet it. I'm not going to bet it. The man's just old and decrepit, but he's good for two or three random corner threes when you least expect it.
Sounds shallow to me, but then I thought again to myself, I once broke up with a girl because I didn't like her name. This is back in high school, by the way, because I didn't think that I'd have a future with a girl with that particular name. Should I say the name or not? I don't want to offend anybody listening that might have this name. This might be your mom's name. What if I say it and we're not friends anymore?
That would be great. Maybe it was my mom. I don't know. What's the name?
Tanya. I broke up with a girl named Tanya. I couldn't see myself with a future wife named Tanya. And I'm sure there's plenty of beautiful Tanyas out there. Great women. Just not that one wasn't for me, and now looking back on, I'm a terrible person too.
Yeah, but then why'd you even get into it to begin with if that was the problem?
Well, I had my reasons.
A whole different conversation.
Right. Yeah, I'll tell you later. But I had my reasons back then. Coming up in a little while, we're going to talk with Andrew McGinnis, pro sports handicapper, break down a little hockey game 6 tonight, Stars and Knights. He's the co-host of Puck Time on Wager Talk TV. If ultimately, somebody's going to win this game tonight, and they're going to go on and take the Denver Nuggets. Right now, BetMGM, no surprise, has the Nuggets as a heavy favorite to win this series. They're minus 125, Boston plus 125. If you still like the Heat to win the whole thing, you can get them at 14-1, which was essentially, I think, where they were to start this series. So, look, it might be a good time if you actually think they can win tonight and then win four more games to get in on them. But let's spend a couple of minutes talking about the Nuggets because we haven't spent enough time because we haven't seen them in a long time. They're going to have 10 days off, my guy. 10 days, which will be the longest playoff rest that any team has ever had between two series. I don't know if that's a good thing or I don't know if that's a bad thing, but it's given me enough time to think about this. Nikola Jokic, as soon as he wins a championship, and I think that's this year, I think we have to start to talk about him in the conversation of where does he belong with the all-time great big men. And I'm not suggesting to you, Rye, that he's in the Shaquille O'Neal or Hakeem Olajuwon conversation just yet. Let's let him win a few rings, and then we'll look back on it. But what I am telling you is he's done everything, right? He's got the 6 most triple-doubles in the history of the NBA. He's got 2 MVPs. Now his team has the best record in the Western Conference, and now he's got them all the way to the NBA Finals. A lot of guys have put up a lot of good numbers and have a lot of good hardware. But once you win a championship, we tend to talk about you different. I think as soon as Jokic wins a championship, and I think that comes in a couple of weeks from now, then all of a sudden we start to talk about him as a top 10 big guy of all time.
Absolutely. I mean, the love and obsession for Jokic is already there. I feel like the majority of the sports world is waiting for Jokic to win a championship so we can officially insert him, you know, into that list, the top 10 big men of all time. But, you know, I will say this. I'm splitting hairs here. I don't know if he's a big man, right? Like, you look at today's NBA, that doesn't even really exist, right? Like, you threw out, you know, Hakeem the Dream, you threw out Shaq. Those guys don't exist, right? So it's like, what is Jokic really? He's just a tall basketball player, right? Like, I don't know. You get what I'm saying? Is he a big man? I don't know if he is.
Is he taller than 6'11 officially? Because just because you have a really good skill set, to me, if you're over 6'11, you're a big guy. I don't know. Google it for me as I talk. By the way, all-time triple-doubles. I'm proud of myself for nailing that. I was just throwing it out there saying sixth all-time. I knew I was close. He is sixth all-time.
Wow.
Also Westbrook, number one all-time with 198. Oscar Robertson, who used to be the staple for that, 181, obviously, average triple-double for his career. Magic Johnson at 138. LeBron, 107, tied with Jason Kidd for the fourth most all-time. And then you've got Nikola Jokic. That's crazy. That is crazy because you have to think he's just now probably hitting his prime. He's got another 4 or 5 years left of that, and he's already sixth all-time. And I'm not doing what you're doing. I'm not holding against him just because he plays a different game than the big guys used to. Is he not the best big guy going right now?
Yeah, I'm not holding it against him. He's different is really my main point. You know, but yeah, he's the best big man right now, by far.
Official hype, by the way, he's the best player.
Okay, 6'11". I mean, yeah, he's big. Yeah, he's not tiny. That's one thing we can confirm, right? He's not going to be the best tiny man of all time. That's for sure. So. No.
With Ryan Rothstein, big man himself, on the Sports Machine, Sean Levine. He quantifies 6'11". That's a big guy in my eyes. On the other side,